the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
People need advice. We like to give it. Still waiting for a follow-up from the gentleman who asked for advice later in the week last week about trying to boost his girlfriend's confidence.
It was a really weird
His wife's confidence, yeah.
Because he mostly just wanted, he already had decided what he was going to do, so he just kind of wanted to point him in the direction of where he could hire an escort. Like, right, it was really strange. He goes, don't tell me to do anything. I've already decided on this. I just need to know where to find a man to hire.
Yeah, he actually ended the email with saying, I know that, or I'm not, I don't want your opinion on this.
Yeah,
which is good, because we were already about to give that opinion.
Well, you get the opinion. I mean, like, that's cool that you're going to do what you're going to do, but I mean, you are sending it to us,
and
that's what we do, so.
All right. Is it appropriate for a boss to give a gift card to an employee to recognize them for excellent work or as a holiday bonus?
No, not at all.
It depends on the gift card.
I mean,
not at all.
Well, generally speaking, I think that that's a pretty acceptable form of giving somebody a bonus. Hey, you got a gift card.
Yeah.
Employee, like they did that for a while here.
Yeah,
Employee of the month would get a $50 gift card to whatever restaurant.
Yeah, I think it really does depend. I think if it's a restaurant gift card, it's fine. If it's a Lowe's gift card, fine. Home Depot, fine. Victoria's Secret, probably not okay.
AdamandEve.com. No.
Yeah. This one, I'm employed by the city in which I live as a government employee in a large office. This year, our holiday celebrations were canceled, but we were given a drive-by celebration instead, where we received gift bags. After waiting patiently in line, the gift bag was handed to my teenage daughter, who was in the passenger seat. After we pulled away and began to look through the bag, she discovered a $50 gift card to a sex shop.
Oh, well.
I am a female employee who works for the mayor. Is it extremely inappropriate to give to anyone?
Oh, no, that sounds exactly on point for a mayor's office. Yeah. I mean,
the one of a big city, maybe.
Yeah, all the stories I've ever heard of mayors, they're always stories like this, so that sounds about right.
I went to HR, and they laughed in my face. What do you think?
Good luck with that.
After
what do I think? I think you file some sort of a lawsuit and try to make some money.
Yeah. Or, I mean, whoever did that has a poor judgment.
Very poor judgment.
Were they giving them to everybody, or did they pick you out? That's what I'd want to know.
I'm guessing probably everybody.
You think? It would be, just ask your ask the coworkers. Hey, did you get a sex shop thing?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, what'd you get?
That's something they'd want to talk about.
Yeah. You ask, Jerry, and he goes, well, I didn't get any gift cards.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
no,
you wouldn't
cards
give
for
one
Jerry's.
To Jerry, but
just saying. Such a pathetic
Here's a
man.
Different one.
Weak jaw.
Yeah.
After losing my job due to COVID-19 a year ago, I spent months job hunting and interviewing. As an overweight woman, sometimes I suspected that I was facing weight discrimination, but of course, it is almost impossible to know for sure. Finally, after 8 months, I got a job. Now, the interviews were all over Zoom, and the job is remote for now as well, and has been for all 3 months I've worked at it. It had been going really well, getting lots of great feedback from my new boss about how quickly I was picking things up and how much the team enjoyed my positive attitude.
Great.
This all seemed to change a couple of weeks ago. My team decided to meet for an informal picnic at a park so we could meet in person. I was having a great time when I overheard my boss say to a co-worker that I was, quote, a lot bigger than she had expected me to be.
Well, that is not appropriate at all.
Okay.
Whoa. Yeah.
I suppose it's possible that due to the way I carry my weight, they might not have been able to tell on Zoom that I am overweight, but it was obviously an inappropriate statement. Yeah, I'd say so. Still, I decided to let it go, but back at work on Monday, I noticed my boss's attitude to me had changed. She reminded me twice out of nowhere not to take more than a half hour for lunch, which has never been an issue, and she has asked me to start sending her lists of what I did in the day. She also is cold to me and not interested in friendly chit-chat, which was pretty normal. In my mind, she has seen that I'm overweight and decided that I am lazy. Am I crazy for thinking this? Is there a way to address it without seeming dramatic? That is an awful situation.
I mean, I don't know. It's hard to say because, while you heard her comment on your weight, it may not necessarily correlate. She might be being an a-hole for a totally different reason. But
maybe,
probably not.
But it's pretty weird that it changed from Friday to Monday.
It's pretty weird.
After the picnic.
It's pretty weird, yeah.
At the same time, you might have rabbit ears. Because you heard that. I would.
Yeah.
I would have rabbit ears after that.
Yeah, me
I'd
too.
Be looking for anything. Like, don't tell me I can't eat for more than a half hour.
Yeah. Sure. That's good.
You know I eat
too,
faster than that.
Mm-hmm.
I get way too many calories in 28 minutes.
Yeah. Crap scenario. You could go to, I mean, yeah, you could have gone to HR, I assume, before that, when it right when it had happened.
I guess.
And maybe you still can't. I don't know. For your boss to, like,
I don't know,
gossip about you and call you fat? Like, I don't know. That seems like not a cool thing for a boss to do.
Well, I mean, they didn't say she was fat. They just said she was bigger than they thought.
So, but it's okay. So, look, if they said, "Boy, Sharon, we knew you were fat, but not this fat."
Mm-hmm. Okay,
you really hit it well. That's
I mean, maybe she was talking about her personality.
It's larger than life.
Yeah.
Boy, oh,
Cheryl is bigger than we thought.
Yeah, her positivity is just absolutely obese.
I mean, it's like breaking the scale. Yeah. Positivity.
Her attitude and positivity are so good, she should have a surgery to reduce it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah, she needs a scooter to carry it all around in. That's, I think we should get her one.
Yeah.
Okay, how
You've
about
You've attained
this?
Positivity scooter. Mm-hmm.
Let's go see if it's appropriate. Someone call someplace, order some food for takeout. Then two of you, I'm leaving myself out of this just because that seems unfair. Two of you go there, and as they're getting it, you say exactly what the boss said about whomever is working behind the counter.
No, thank you. This text, her fupa is so full of ideas and positivity.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Yeah.
What do you think of this one?
Order extra hot dogs next time to feed her positivity.
This one. You know, I have a real hard time with people who give up their first child for adoption and then have more. What?
Okay, I mean, sometimes really people just aren't ready.
Example,
know?
My brother-in-law gave up a child for adoption, then became a very successful person. Retired Marine, business owner, real estate broker, agent, pilot, and the list goes on. He's been married 30 years and adopted his wife's firstborn, although he has nothing to do with them now. And then they've had three more together. My husband thinks there's nothing wrong with this. Am I wrong for feeling he should never have been allowed to have more children?
God.
So, I dang sure don't think family should put him on a pedestal.
Why, she wrote, he did the right thing.
By the way, this person wrote pedal stool.
Of course.
Oh, pedal stool.
Pedal stool.
Yeah.
Yeah, pedal stool.
Oh, and the child he gave up lives in our hometown while my brother-in-law lives out of state. It's hush hush. What's your opinion?
Well, la-dee-da.
I think it's great that he realized, oh, I will not be able to give the best to this child. Maybe there's someone out there who would. And then when he was in it, that's the most responsible thing he could possibly do when he was then in a position to raise some kids.
Right. And also, let's not say it in a way of my brother-in-law gave up a child for adoption.
Everyone
my
knows
now
the
brother-in-law and well, I was going to say my brother, my now brother-in-law, and the woman he had a baby with decided to give a baby up for adoption.
Yeah,
I mean that could have been 90% her too. Who knows? But one way or another, those people clearly weren't ready or prepared or able.
Right.
I mean, nobody easily goes, I'm just going to give up my kid for adoption. Nobody just goes, yeah.
That's one of those.
This
people,
is the
though,
easiest decision I've ever had to make.
Had they had the kid and kept it, he'd have been judgy about, well, you know, he's the type of person that had a kid at 17 or whatever.
Yes,
like, yeah, this person sounds whatever. Like he's very judgmental.
Yeah, that's a judgmental butthole.
Mm-hmm.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.